good. No.
Right.
Yeah. See? Now, here you are with the biography of him fulfilling the law and moving it out of the way. Here you come saying, see, that you're living under the New Testament. And then stupid enough on top of that to stand around and argue and chew the rag. Don't know even the difference between the biography and the New Testament
or the New Covenant.
The biography,
you understand, it's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
No covenant at no time, even back there under Abraham. No, and all the rest of it.
You never come up that without the shedding of blood.
Then how can you tell me that he didn't die out there on the cross?
It wasn't necessary to dedicate the new covenant with blood.
Do you see what I mean? Yes, sir. Abraham did offer a fight. So hold it. He was going to, don't you remember? Ram was caught in the bush. No, I'm not going to hold it. He offered up fire. I mean, he's putting to death. Hey! Abraham did. See? How did you do that? Paul said this in Hebrews. I'll let you read it if you want to. They don't say he was just going to do it.
Right.
He done it.
Right.
Done it any of my mind.
Right.
You see? Counting in his mind that God was able to raise him from the dead. That his posterity and his seed might go on. If he acted, done it.
Ain't that right? Mm-hmm. Paul said that in the Hebrews. He said he was fine.
Abraham offered a fine.
See?
Now what you're supposed to do?
You understand?
Sitting in your seat without getting up.
See?
You've got to see. Offering up in your mind.
Right.
Staying in your mind just like
Abraham did.
Right.
And kindly that God raised him from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
That covenant might be dedicated and you become a recipient of the promise of the Father,
which is the pouring out of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to count that.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't count it that way, you'll never be saved. You see? Somebody said, well, listen, okay, here it is in the sixth chapter of Romans, in verse 1. No, we need not as many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ, was baptized into his death, and we too.
Little lad,
mm-hmm.
What Paul is talking about that Jew.
That's right.
If you go back up in the fifth chapter, you see, what you've done was serving between the subject and the prayer.
Right.
See, he's talking about from the death range from Adam to Moses. He's getting everybody. You understand? And he's saying that as many of us. But who? The Jews! Yes, the doctrine and the covenant was given to the Jews first!
As many of us. That were baptized.
Not with some that wasn't baptized.
Right.
They rejected the baptism of John.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And since they rejected the baptism of John, you understand? It's too late now for them to put in the water.
Okay.
See? How'd that happen? The seed was planted, the tree grown up, now it only breaks his big grass is back in the way he's broken out of there.
That's the revelation.
That's right.
The seed, the
rope.
The
plant. That's right, John. You don't believe me? Just take your Bible. Take your own Bible.
Look in the
11th chapter of Romans. You see? And look in the 15th chapter of St. John. There he said this. You understand, Messiah? 15th chapter of St. John. Then I'm the true vine. You understand? Every branch is that. Every branch. Not one branch is ready. The branch fruit is me. He said he prayed. There's my bank for us more fruit. And everyone that didn't bring for us fruit, his father, his spirit, the spirit cut him off. Cut him off out of the branches, not in the roots. John was planting them out there. You understand? That was his job. Planting, ain't that right? But the bad job is giving them out. Said, I'm the resurrection and life. I'm the one digging them up, not planting them. See, now you get this story straight, Wallace. You see what it means? He said God would draft them back in again. Draft him back in again. If he continued not in unbelief, in faith landing.
That's right.
My life.
Right.
And he did this sensation. You understand? First Corinthians 12:13. It says, by one spirit, not one man, are we all baptized into the one body. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles. Right?
Right.
You see that now? Baptism is a figure of death. And burial. You understand? It's a resurrection now.
Right.
Yes, indeed. You see? Now, he's not picking up all this stuff. And these people here, they want you to live with thought. See? So they come up with the name. See? And knowing that, there's no covenant with them dedicated without blood. And it's necessitated, the death is necessitated.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand? And if he's deceived, he's got to be planted. You understand? There's no way out of that, William! I don't mean just a few months ago, or a couple of thousand years. It goes further back than that. Goes clear on back to Adam. This first one. Messiah said, he that believes in me is going to be working. Yet shall he live. And he that's walking around, living and breathing, breathes in me. He shall never die. He'll breathe this. You understand? Then listen, Freddy, when you talk about the whole thing, Matthew 27:52, reach down back to heaven, right on down the line. Talking about the dry bones in the valley. You understand? You see what I'm talking about? Them men was dead and buried. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Many of the saints were set in the dust to the earth, rose, and went on in to Jerusalem. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 27:52.
Mm-hmm.
After, not before,
mm-hmm.
but after his resurrection. You understand? Now some idiots stand around talking about he didn't die out there. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Try to sell me a bunch of pills good like that. He died of old age. See, it disputes the whole entire and opposition
right.
to the Bible. See, just my way, the whole Bible and just thought in the Bible.
Right.
You understand? But you see, down here, we just happen to know what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it a little bit different, don't it, Bishop?
Yeah.
See? Now look, the testimony is not just only in the anthropological kingdom. Don't get it like that. You understand? Back here in the creation, today, seasons, vegetation, you were about that, ain't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Seed yielding seed, isn't that right? And it was in underneath here, covered up in the water. And is that right?
Right.
Impregnated. Mother Earth was a seed of vegetation, and on the third day the water was rolled off the face of the earth. Not that you understood that. The farmer goes out there and plants the seed in the ground. Boy, I'm just going home. Forget about it. Is that right?
Right.
First thing you know, he said, come and shooting up the seed. You understand? Now, that knocks out what you just said. About you didn't believe he died out there and there was no resurrection. You see what I'm talking about? That knocks it out. You see? Without any further testimony. See, you are lying against the truth. When you go out there and plant a garden, you see, if somebody told you, said, look, it's not going to come up. You understand? Mm-hmm. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. You wouldn't be out there sweating and carrying on, planting and all and that kind of thing if you knew there wasn't going to be, the seed wasn't going to die and come up. Is that right?
Right.
See? Now, with all this abundance of evidence that we've got, men got nerve enough to stand right up in the face of truth like that. You see what I'm talking about? And deny. Now we're in this dispensation. See? It's by one spirit that we're all baptized into one body. Mm-hmm. Then some of you come on, hey, wait a minute, Doc. Stop, Jack. Move, Bill. Then you went down into the water, turned left side. Sure, that's right. That's in the book. Well, we don't argue about that.
Mm-hmm. You see what I mean?
Well, he carried out the Great Commission. Matthew 28:19, go there and baptize in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. Took carrying out the Great Commission. Now listen what I'm saying. Go in all the world and preach the gospel. To every preacher, that's Jew and Gentile. Is that right? You say that's right. Set now that boy. Just go in all the world. Now all through that age. And preach the gospel to the Jews and to the Gentiles. Start with the Jews. And then down to the Gentiles. Ain't that? Is that right?
Right.
Now here you got on your eighth chapter. Philip was chosen to be a deacon. Right. See? You understand? Mm-hmm. Philip was chosen to be a deacon. God. Christ. You see, I hadn't even heard nothing about it. He wasn't there when they were passing out the information about going all the world and preaching the gospel there and preaching the word. You understand? Christ never said nothing to him about it. He didn't say anything about serving tables, is it that matter? You see what I'm talking about? It was the apostles that chose seven deacons. What's the matter with 12? They ain't but 7 days in the week. And you got a daily ministration if they ain't but 7 days in the week and a daily ministration. You don't need but 7 men. You see? When you get behind it, you see what it's all about. You see? Now then, that's what they was there for. Well, what happened there? Argument about the words of the Christians and the Hebrews. Ain't that right? Because their orphans and widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Right. Okay.
See, they had brought their wealth and made it defeated the apostles to distribute it. Ain't that right? We've got time to do that. Look, but why don't you, we haven't got time to distribute something for a man to eat. You understand what I'm talking about? And see, after those kind of things, you can't quit preaching for that. Now you're going to stop and waste a lot of time and go from the temple there in Jerusalem on out there in the desert to baptize somebody. You don't make horse sense.
It's a daily administration. You run out there every day baptizing somebody. This don't make sense. He and Messiah said that he that believes on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his spirit. That preaching according to the scriptures, you understand? Yes, understand?
You read the scriptures of living water flowing all over the world. Okay. And they were baptized in it too.
Now, God didn't send Philip to baptize. He didn't send Paul to baptize.
Right.
He didn't send none of them to baptize in the water. I'm not doing that.
Okay.
You understand? Not the first one. See, after Pentecost. But they did go down and have John baptized, but he never baptized nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Before he died. You see? Say, well, I know this story. The devil can't fool me about it no kind of way though. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you want to come up and ask me, play? I can't. Take the whole one preach the gospel to every preacher. Baptize him in the name of the Father. Now, he don't even know what the name of the Father is.
Mm-hmm.
And in the name of the Son, he don't even know the name of the Son.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Ghost, he don't know no part of none of it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You see? Yes, yeah. That's good, right? You see? You understand? They went down to Samaria and preached the gospel down there. Listen, did you ever read that? Did you didn't nobody down there? Not a one of them. Nobody in town. It's for the priest who received the Holy Ghost. Not first. You don't believe in this thing? Well, if he didn't, if nobody in Why would you think that he got the Holy Ghost? So there's nothing written. Nothing written by no deacon ever preached the gospel, and anybody ever received the Holy Ghost under the deacon's preaching. It ain't in the book. It's not in our name. See, and they weren't sent all over the preaching gospel. God didn't send them. You understand? I'm talking about what's in the book. I know the purpose. You can't fool me about nothing. No, I don't have to stop and read nothing. Wasting my time. You see? Now you said, look, went down to Samaria, baptized him down there, preaching the name, healed folks and all them kind of things. Nobody in town got those goats. Is that right?
Right.
You went on down there and baptized the Ethiopian eunuch. And we took him down in physical water and baptized him. Is that right?
Right.
You're on the way to Caesar. Is that right?
Right.
Then where to from then?
Just
where? See? Where'd you go from that?
Oh.
Went to Caesarea.
Right.
You understand? Well, I thought you said he went in all the world. He's carrying out the Great Commission. Look at it, Acts 21:8. Just read it. Stephen, he didn't get away, he got killed, ain't that right? Philip, he cut out and went to Samaria. And remember, Messiah told the disciples, said, now, you begin at Samaria, the church at Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria. You understand? But now, Philip's gone, he beat him to Samaria. Then he got down and get the Holy Ghost, and you try and tell me he's carrying out the Great Commission. And here this man is going home. He lives in Caesarea.
Right?
All right, the cap that stack with, the cap that stack with. Now, since he lived in Caesarea and he was going home, tell me there.
That is Cornelius in his household. They live down at Caesarea too.
Right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm. And if he filled with all that, the kind of an evangelist, went down and baptized everybody, and baptized these children, why in the world?
But Phil, Cornelius
told to send up there to Joppa,
yeah,
and get Peter, mm-hmm, and bring him down, mm-hmm,
to Caesarea. Philip was already there.
Mm-hmm.
And if he was carrying out the good gospel, they understand, mm-hmm, and he was preaching to every preacher, mm-hmm, you understand? That Cornelius, his house was a Gentile.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why is it that if he's all instrumental in baptizing somebody there and white, why is it, explain to me, Bishop. I had a way to hold a 2-day journey going back up yonder, you understand?
Yes.
Up there and back to get Peter to come down there.
Mm-hmm.
It's Cornelius' house. And Philip, he living right across the street. And if he baptized these children, why, what's the matter? He can't baptize the house of Cornelius. Well, there was about 8 of them. See, wasn't as many there in that gang as there was down in Samaria.
Right.
You see what I'm talking about? Why is it going way back to St. Louis Street? You see what I'm talking about? We just might as well admit we don't know what we're talking about. And get it over with. You see? And Messiah said to this 11, said, now you are my witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
See, Philip wasn't running around over the Judean hills, down at the tomb, seeing the he wasn't up there at the table when Messiah come back up there and appeared to him, just talking. He wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
See? You get it? Mm-hmm. Now, how could he be a witness to something he never seen?
Yeah.
Before somebody that had seen. Do you get my
point?
Yes, many of them. You understand? They didn't see you, you understand? That's the reason why I tell you, they come tell me about this boy, you know, Allah Muhammad. You see? That's about 632 A.D. And somebody wants to run way back yonder to Zoroaster, so about 600 B.C.
Mm-hmm.
And bigger around 600 B.C. and tell me what the news was. Say, look, Bishop. See, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Miriam couldn't prophesy nothing only what they see in the vision.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no record shows that you hear anything at all that's bigger. So, Zoroaster.
Same point?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what he did say about that.
Yeah.
You know what he said about them? Would you like to read it? 10th chapter of St. John. Now this is what he said. See, you don't come step over that. Go ahead and mean it. You understand? Now that's them that come before. All right, me. I am the door. Cut it up short. Time just late.
All that ever came before?
All of them. All of them. Not some of them. That means glorious. You understand? That means Buddha, that means Spinoza, and all the rest of them that come before him as Messiah. You understand? Say it. Say it. Just wipe the slate clean. They all that come before me. What about it, Doc?
Thieves and robbers.
But the thieves are not here. You understand? You see that? Now, them the ones that come before. Well, what about
them that come down? Allah Muhammad. 632 A.D.
We can get them in there, okay, that right? Get them before and after with too, ain't that right? Well, what'd you say about them to come in? They shall arise for profit.
All right. And what else was it?
Now listen, he that cometh after me, what about him? Let him first
deny himself.
Then what do I do?
Pick up his cross.
Then where do we go to from here? Then you follow me. Don't get in front.
I say, don't you come trying to show where you're from. You understand? Now we got them on both sides of the same thing, that's right. We got them that's before, and we got them that come after. You understand what I'm talking about? That was a real one. That was a genuine one that hung out there on the cross. Wouldn't nothing else do for that. You see, that's God's special choice and selection. Ain't that right? That is the body that he manifested himself to the world. You understand? That was not Moses. That was not Jeremiah. That was not Isaiah. That was not Dorothy. That was not Buddha. You understand what I'm talking about?
That was not Paul. That was not Peter.
See, we don't believe all that down here. See, the devil ain't got no chance at all down here. See, we could see his vegetation in the foot of that tower, never see you in the ground, never come to the sun, ever come. You understand? And that man's got to die out there on that cross. If you're going to offer up anything on the altar, he's got to die on the ground.
If you're going to plant anything in the ground, it's going to come up, then that man's got to go on.
Say, listen, lady. I want to tell you something else.
See, he and all wrecked up, as far as the body is concerned, laying out there in the cemetery. See, and Stephen preaching here in the seventh chapter of Acts, I'll be down in there. You understand? He said, even David suffered, was with him even until that day. Ain't that right? But he's Paul that talking about. He said, the Christ is the first fruits of them that left. Look at me, he did it on into heaven. Itself. How do you know that, Mr. Smart?
Well, to see that this high priest had to go on in to the most holy place. Understand? Every year, on the 10th day of October, you understand? Then he high priest went on in that most holy place of the seven bodies of the heaven. That's that right. You see, Lord God, that gold that's around, it's called that right. Then he's got the step of glory to God and go on in. You understand?
Yeah, no, he can be walking out of there. Dying of old age. Ain't that right? Got to be present. And Joseph knew too. Come out in the rock. Got to be resurrected from the dead. And if he gets raised from the dead, your faith is great and you're getting your sins. There is no God if that's not true. Ain't that right? Because every last one of them got it. All of them have lying patterns.
You understand what I'm talking about?
The people that's down there. The Lord is alive. The prophet is alive. And that's right. You understand? If he didn't die, and if he didn't raise from that,
that's right.
Yeah, that right? You see what I'm talking about? I don't have to go looking around trying to find out what somebody said about it. You understand? It don't make you no difference. You understand? You have to die. We stand in the fire there, and the pocket said so, and the law said so. Ain't that right? You see what I'm talking about? Never do it, little sister. If you hadn't, if you had, you see what I'm talking about? In your head, they're turning on in your head. Wait a minute, boy, I want you to see this. They see on it's running in life. No man can tell. And he owns them all by himself. Half immortality. He's running in life with no man that ever walked around here on the face of the earth.
Right.
And approach the saint of the mountain, playing out there in the cemetery. You understand what I'm talking about? Kind of poison. This one we're talking about is not in the cemetery. He's in hell. Ain't that right?
Right.
I don't care nothing about Buddha. I don't care nothing about Muhammad. You understand? I don't care nothing about none of them. You understand? But I'm trying to tell you the thing just like it is. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
He's the one that our salvation is involved in. Ain't that right? Not his fault.
Read that quick. I see the sign. It's gone there. Read that. Can I say that? Pray you.
For which
hope say? For which hope say?
King of
Britain. Here, King of
Britain. I'm
accused of the Jews. I'm accused of the
Jews.
Why should it be so? Hey, listen, Grant. If you can't see it in the grass and they come up and stuff like if you dare be one of the prophets, and God said, are they about to drive bones into the valley? Then it would lay sinews upon sinews of flesh and bring them on up out of the grave. Ain't that right? And if Pharaoh pursuing the children of Israel, and if they were baptized in the Red Sea, ain't that right? And dwell through the Red Sea, and the children of Israel escaped and Pharaoh died and buried in the Red Sea. You understand what I'm talking about? If you plant and everything is planted in the earth. You understand?
That's right.
The scriptures testify to it. Even before Messiah was born, to stand up after he was born. You understand what I'm talking about? Does it? Yes. No, I don't understand that. In the sperm, yes, generated in your physical body, planted in the womb. Ain't that right? But a seed, it begins to take on shape and form until you come out of the womb. Just like he come on out.
Right.
You understand what I'm talking about? Right, what are you talking about? When you were trying to tell me that he didn't die, and that he wasn't dead, and that he was resurrected, that he didn't ascend to heaven, and he died, so those things, I'll tell you, you understand. And now, as Paul put it, when he before Peter's passage in the Scripture, that now, since all this is due, why should it be counted in a thing incredible with you that God should raise the dead? You understand what I have all this going on before? You understand? Why should you count it a thing in prison? Is that what it says?
That's right.
Yeah. All right, wait.
I very thought with myself.
I very thought within
myself.
That I ought to do many things.
Contrary
to the Joshua of man. I thought that too. Ain't that right?
Right.
So their prophet said, that's what he thought when he was putting them to death.
Right.
Ain't that right?
Mm-hmm.
And putting them in prison. You understand? He said, I thought that. And then he told them he was a blaspheme when he did that. But I said not that because he did it through unbelief. Ain't that right?
Right.
And now, here he is before the king, a priest, and the governor. Now, listen, since you've been planning all these years, you understand? Since the moment the prophet said that, ain't that right? And since you know you're king in Jerusalem, you know that great earthquake happened out there on the 17th, ain't that right? You see what I'm talking about? Dr. Watt was planning to go.
matter, and there was a man. Paul said if they had known it, they would not have crucified him. Now, that daily ration that they had, see, and Paul said that Yahweh gave them bread from heaven. That comes straight down from heaven. But what he was representative of was gospel that came down from heaven. See? Now they had to take that, and look, it was a little small thing, see, about the size of a coriander seed. And according to the amount that they were supposed to gather, it would be roughly equal to close to 3 quarts on a daily basis. Now, if you can imagine picking up little things like that, you know, to the point of gathering that much every day, that meant that you would do it together. Is that right?
Okay.
Now, they had to take that and grind it and crush it and bake it and prepare it in all kind of ways to make it edible. You see? Now, after a while, they got tired of it, just to make a long story short. You see? And you're reading about the situation now. Read. Right quickly.
Numbers 11:1. And when the people complained, it displeased Yahweh. And Yahweh heard it, and his anger was kindled. And the fire of Yahweh burned among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp.
Now, they're doing the same thing in the wilderness and going on with us now. You see? Paul said like that, and they murmured and they complained, and Yahweh was not well pleased with them. See, and he destroyed them back there. And we got some complainers that murmur was going on now. Some of them sitting up here don't like what you hear coming from the floor. Some of them even got enough nerve to say the gospel's not being preached. You see, and you want special ones up here to preach. See? Because you don't get no reality out of what's being said. See? And nothing has happened to you in the way of any spiritual upgrade. And you think that a change of voice or a change of personality will do it for you. See? Understand? I'll tell you what's happening. I know exactly what's going on. You see? And that's why you're murmuring and complaining. You see? Read on.
And the people cried unto Moses. And when Moses prayed unto Yahweh, the fire was quenched. And he called the name of the place Taberah, because the fire of Yahweh burned among them. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting. And the children of Israel also wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat?
Mm-hmm.
We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely.
Now here they are complaining about the situation now compared to what they had when they were down in Egypt. And they just know that they're lying like a dog. You understand? Pharaoh put them day and night down here in Egypt, fanning their tails and all like that. Now they are out there in the wilderness, don't have nothing to do. You understand? And said, would we were back down in Egypt where we had the animals to the field and all like that. You understand? We gone.
The cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic.
Mm-hmm.
But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all besides this manna before our eyes.
You understand? There's nothing else. There's no manna before our eyes. Read.
And the manna was as coriander seed, and the color thereof as the color of bdellium.
Mm-hmm.
And the people went about and gathered it and ground it in mills or
fields. I just want you to see. This could be your case. Paul might not be with the ministry. Read.
Number 21 and 22. And when King Arad the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south, heard tell that Israel came by the way of the spies, then he fought against Israel and took some of their prisoners. And Israel vowed a vow unto Yahweh and said, if thou wilt indeed deliver this people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their city. And Yahweh hearkened to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites.
Yeah.
And they utterly destroyed them in their city. And he called the name of the place Hormah. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by way of the Red Sea around the land of Egypt. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against Elohim and against Moses.
And therefore I'm not coming down there. I'm down here. Every time I get an opportunity, I'll be up on this floor. And you can say anything you want to. You see, and that ain't gonna change me a bit. You understand? Look you right in the face and go ahead and get the copy.
And the people spake against Elohim and against Moses. Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness?
Yeah.
For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this vile bread.
And our soul doth loathe, that means hating, this vile bread. And that represented Yahshua the Messiah.
Yes.
You see, let me down here telling you about the blood, water, spirit, and water. That's the name of the Bible. Everybody doesn't know that. But Dr. Kenny got up here and told me what the difference was between this teaching down here and what they have out there in the world.
That's right.
Pope John Paul II and none of the other Jesus Apple giants out there in the world know the simplicity of blood, water, spirit, body, blood, water,
that's
spirit,
right.
body, bound to the ancient dispensation, according to the gospel of the Messiah.
That's right.
They don't know it. And even if you don't get no problem in knowing that that comes through the physical gospel and it never translated over into the spirit for you, you still know more than they know out there in the world.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, indeed. And don't you forget. You see? But the devil would try to make havoc of it. There's some outstanding outside that don't come down here anymore and say you're not preaching the gospel. And fellow tell you just recently, the gospel's down there. I'll tell it right out in your finger. I hope he's here tonight. The gospel is up on the charts. But it's not being preached. Well, I got news for you. The gospel's not up on the chart.
That's right.
He's a nothing but pictorial illustration. They will be used to point to the real man.
That's right.
Like we point up here all the time and say, that's Yahweh Elohim up there, Lord James. That's not a picture representing Yahweh.
That's right.
Now, that's where our troubles are down here. See, some of us just haven't the experience. The coming of the Holy Spirit into our heart and our mind. I know you don't want me to say that, but that's what your problem is.
Yeah.
See, because if you had that, that would do away with the enmity, malice, sin, and such things like that. You understand? It would do away with it. See, that's when you're dividing up into various sections, following after Freddy, following after Paul Harris. I don't want nobody to follow after me. I've told you time and time again.
That's right.
And I don't see how you could, as mean as I am. Who would love me? I'm not nearly as nice as Freddy and apologetic as Freddy when he comes up with things, do you? You understand? Now, who's got a little enough sense to want to follow after something like me? You're next.
Yeah.
I never have asked anybody to look up to me. You understand? But I do know what I know. You see? And I got just as much understanding as anybody down here. I didn't say more. I said just as much. And I'm not hoping that that is. Many of you sitting up here do too. And I want to say this before I get down off the floor. We're prepared. Should have preaching down here in this school as we ever had in the institute. There was a time, you see, when none of us knew too much about this gospel. And we can hardly get anything at all. And I'll say it time and time again. I remember the Roman McCoy was one of the first ones to get up here and make such a dramatic departure from what had been in the past. You see, he got up here and just made all of us look sick overnight. Out preaching me and out preaching others of us. Now you know it's true, Freddie, is that right?
Yes, he did. See?
But that was just the beginning. See? But too long before the likes of Althoris Patterson come along. Dr. Kennedy even had me personally to put that woman in my car. She was nothing more than a kid. And carry her around to the furry school so the rest of the people could hear her. You understand? See? But that was just the beginning of something big. See? And now we got them all over the trans school system that can preach like nobody's business.
That's right.
Whether you think so or not. And I'm content to sit on my seat because of the fact that they can get up here and carry the thing. You see? Is that the second deal or the first? They do a great job because it's a problem. And if you don't get anything out of them, I'll just tell you just what Dr. Kim used to say. See, when and look. He said, listen, people like John Littlefield got up here and heard God. People like that, we knew the problem. And he got up here and said, now, if you didn't get anything out of it, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, that's right.
There'll be something wrong with you. But now, if you can say that about such men like that, then what can you say about the likes of these that get up on the floor now? I commend you. You're doing a beautiful job. You see? You mentioned it. See? Now, I ain't no need for me to tell you about how you should conduct yourself. You're not going to do it any better anyhow that you got something in you.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't broke them out here. And see, in less than 40 days, Dr. Kennedy told us the time and time again, they broke every precept that you gave us. I'm not going to waste my time to tell you about you should do this and do the other thing. You understand? Your conscience condemns you about your bad conduct.
Yeah.
And to me, that's not preaching the gospel. You see?
That's right.
But I'm going to try to live what I think is the proper conduct before you. So you can't look at me and say, well, you do. You do the same as I do. You understand what I'm talking about? You see? And that's all I can do. Be an example. And that's all.